June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
Today is a Thursday, and that means Friday is tomorrow, which means Saturday is the next day.
Man, feels like a G-bag tease right there.
There you go.
I'm just kidding, Gavin Dawson.
You know they listen.
I know.
And they,
I know.
They pay attention to everything.
They have given me a lot of crap about that.
You say in particular.
Honestly, we're just pre-gaming for Tolbert Garage Door. Okay, G-Bag Nation's going to be live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite today. Apparently, Bobby's going to be there. I'm going to go by there after the show. It's going to be an extravaganza. And you should definitely go out there.
Everybody should be out there today networking. That's what this is all about, especially in that Mesquite area.
It's a small business day,
small
right?
business networking, man. Get over there and meet some people that you didn't know before. Expand your network. Make some new friends. And I'll tell you this. When it comes to the group over at Tolbert, those are great people. Like every single one of the people over there that I met, I've had them come out to my house multiple times. They tried to help me with the fence a couple times, installed my garage door opener. Great people every time I've ever dealt with them. So having them in your network, good to have around. It's a good group to have. So yeah, it'll be a good day. And you get to see the G-Bag Nation. Get one of those special tumblers.
Ooh, I like that. Do you think I can still get one of those tumblers?
I would say, are you a Tolo?
Yeah.
Are you a G-Bag National?
Yeah. Then I have a bunch of their flags.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay.
You always steal those flags, though, when nobody's looking, right?
So, I do steal a bunch of those flags when no one's looking.
You really could have just gone on to the next topic.
Yeah, but I don't want to lie about
it.
Here
you are explaining
to add
it
to the Peace-a-thon cash.
We do have a lot of those for Peace-a-thon.
Exactly.
We store those away for
so Peace-a-thon. I get mine above board from like my personal G-bag flags. But then I definitely have hoarded a couple of extra ones for multiple years that we will have available for Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, I went back and found all the ones that I had ordered away. I was like, oh, yeah. Because I always get somebody that's like, hey, man, do you have an extra flag?
Yes.
And I'm like, maybe I do somewhere. Let me go see. And so I try to do the best I can every year. But, you know, I always say, go out and see the G-Bag Nation whenever it's Flagtober. You'll get one.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. Let's go ahead and start with, give me cut number two.
Oh,
none of them. Look, none of them are going to be super duper positive, but let's talk about the Texas Rangers. I have a couple of questions.
First pitch, bouncing ball right side, speared with a backhand by Berger, but it's going to be a tough flip to Rocker, who is late getting to the bag. Mangum beats it out, and now Rocker, not paying attention, turns his back, and coming around to score is Aranda.
Now, we can talk about the Texas Rangers loss last night if you want. I have a more positive aspect that I kind of sort of want to look at as well. But do you have any lingering thoughts about yesterday's loss aside from it was a disappointment for Rocker across the board, from lack of pitch option variety to not covering the bases to giving up a ton of runs? It was disappointing across the board.
Evan Carter got hit in the face with a baseball that bounced off the wall.
And he didn't come out of the game.
Out of the game.
I know.
That's positive right there. So he's showing some toughness, and I appreciate that. Before the game, I don't know if you saw, Jake Berger was giving a pep talk to Adolis Garcia, and I was thinking to myself, oh, man, those two might pop out tonight. You know, it might be one of those really good ones. It was not. But
we have a lot of players that pop out.
The rocker moment, though, Kevin, that one specifically, I think we're all going to, you know, dissect that a lot. And that does go back to what we discussed whenever we found out he was in the rotation early in the season, was there were some people that thought he did not have enough experience to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
Other people thought it doesn't matter. We need him pitching right now. Let's get him out there. And at the time, granted, John Gray had gotten hurt. You know, all these injuries were mounting. Cody Bradford. So all this had gone on. But these are the small things of baseball. Pitching is not just getting on a mound and trying to strike everybody out. Pitching is so much more than that. And that's why when Nathan Eovaldi is paying Jake Berger, I don't know what their agreement is, but let's say it's $100 for every time he gives him the assist. That's Nathan Eovaldi saying, I need to make sure I'm doing my job too.
And whether it ends up being Rocker, Bradford is hopefully returning, maybe still in a few weeks. You need these pitchers as you rest the other ones.
Yes.
And like that's going to be, we talked with Boach last week, and hopefully we're going to talk with him today at 12:30. But we talked with Boach last week about that, and he was like, yeah, absolutely. You could see some of these pitchers get rested. And that's why you need people like Rocker and other depth.
And this was his first game back.
For sure.
I think I told you before the season, you agreed with me on this. The Rocker experience was going to be similar to Leiter last year, where it was ups and downs and you just kind of had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like this was going to be you're just going to have to go through this experience this year and hopefully he learns from it and comes back better next year. But last night you even saw it. Moments where he looks as sharp as hell and you're just like, geez, is there another pitcher better than him?
Yeah.
And then other moments where you're just like, where does he even on like in that ballpark right now? So that's the experience. Hopefully it grows from it. But this team right now needs so much from everybody that you can't have those types of things happen. It just can't.
I'm with you on that. Where would you guys put the Rangers in the power rankings?
25.
Ooh, yikes. Alec, what say you?
23.
Oh, man.
I'm not.
Not a lot of optimism.
Nope.
Hey, Kevin, I'm looking at this real quick. Right now, in a six, they said this has 62 games.
Yes.
Are they at 62?
Correct.
They've scored 209 runs.
Oh.
Can you tell me what that is on pace for 100 more games?
Oh, okay. So let's see. They're averaging, what, like 3.3 runs a game?
Okay.
That is horrible. And like 500?
500. Okay.
Probably a little bit more.
All right. Okay.
30?
The lowest the Rangers history, 1972 in 154 games, 461 runs. That's the lowest in their history. Other than that, and this isn't even going back to Washington Senators. I guess you could go up and say there was a couple of years ago they only scored 224 runs, but that was in like a 60-game season.
Yes.
This will be, I think this is going to be the lowest ever run production from the Rangers in the history of the team.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's concerning for me right now? 452 in 1981.
Yes.
Aside from that, they're over 500 almost all the time. Over 700 all the time.
That's pretty bad. From the 214, second to last, I'm going to disagree with that because I don't think there's any way you can have them any lower than 28. Because the Rockies are obviously still 30. Though, you know what? Let me try that again. The surging Colorado Rockies are in 30th place because they are still 12 and 50.
Sometimes all you need is a spark, dude.
Yeah, that's fair. The A's are 28, despite the fact that in their... Alec, what do you think the A's record is in their last 21 games?
I'm going to say that they have won 5 games.
One. They're 1-20, and they scored in the bottom of the 8th to win a one-run game in that. So they're 1-20. But you guys aren't too far off in terms of the rankings. The Rangers are down at 20. They moved up from 21 to 20, but obviously at 29 and 33, not a particularly compelling record right there.
The pitching keeps them, you know, in that propelled in promise.
Now, here's the annoying part about that, because obviously you're right.
I know.
So the Rangers are 20th in the power rankings.
All right.
The Mets are third. The reason why I bring that up is the Mets are the only team in baseball that has a better starting ERA than the Rangers. The Mets are 2.87. The Rangers are 2.97. One team is ranked third and is 39-23. The other team...
Rangers?
No,
okay.
It's the Mets.
All right.
And the other team is 10 games worse, and that, of course, is the Rangers. And so they're 10 games worse and all the way down, even though they're 1-2 in terms of pitching. So let's talk about their pitching. Do you think... I know we're all thrilled about the pitching and we've been complaining about the hitting all season. Do you think nationally the Rangers pitching staff as a whole is respected appropriately?
No, because the team's not good. I think if the team was dominating, everybody would look at them and go,
all right.
Oh man, and look at this pitching. Like everybody's envious of this right now.
Yeah,
because the pitching is good and they're not winning. I don't think people are paying attention to that. I think they just look at what the outcome was
okay.
And they go, oh, yeah, that was it.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Alec, do you feel as though nationally the Rangers pitching staff as a whole is respected?
No, and they're not going to be until they start winning games, if that even happens, or sadly, if some of those guys get moved to teams that do win. And it's an extreme comparison, but it feels like Garrett Crochet in his last year with the White Sox, where it felt like every start he was making, even on an innings restriction, was just perfect. It was amazing. It was fun to watch. But who was actually watching?
Yeah.
Nobody. Every now and then you'd get the Paul Skeens headline of, hey, he went 8 innings, didn't get any run support, but he went 8 innings, you know, and that's what it feels like here to me.
Now, because of that, I did a little bit of an investigation. So I've taken the Rangers, particularly Evaldi, Malley, and DeGrom.
I feel like we need some investigation music.
Yeah.
Alec, if we can at some point come up with investigation music for the future.
I don't know
what investigation music is. But I will ask some people.
So Eno Saris.
I saw Alec's face go, work.
Yeah. Well, I think he thought you wanted it at this exact second.
Like,
and he's
up,
like, I don't have that ready to go. With The Athletic put together a ranking of starting pitchers for the rest of the season. So let's take a look at Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom has the 11th best ERA in baseball.
Okay.
2.34. His ranking... 14th. Okay. So that's about right. Good job. Nathan Eovaldi has the second best ERA in all of baseball. 1.56. Where do you think he is in the pitcher's rankings?
22nd.
Alec?
I'm right there with Corey.
All right. You guys are so close. It's 23rd.
Dang it.
Except it's 33rd.
Oh, my gosh. Except it's 43rd.
Except it's 43rd. And this time I'll stop there. 43rd on the rankings. And you're like, well, that is absurd.
Huh.
Hold that thought for one more second. Tyler Malley, 2.02 ERA. That is the 7th best in Major League Baseball. Where do you think he is in the pitcher rankings?
I will say 7th, obviously.
Oh, man. You're going to be really bummed.
At this rate, you'd probably think, like, what, 45th? The way that they're getting respected?
Yeah, you said 7th.
By the way, DeGrom is 38th in strikeouts with 66. Evaldi's 22nd in strikeouts with 73. So, like, he has a better ERA and he has strikeouts. I don't know what the problem is.
That is what's rocketed him up to 43rd. Now, you jokingly said 7th. He's not even 70th.
Oh, my gosh.
He is 86th.
I'm going home.
On the list. So, I think Al's point is very well made about the fact that the Rangers are mediocre and, like, it looks like all these.
No respect around
all these
here.
Exactly. All these pitchers should be, like, 7-1. 8-2, something like something ridiculous like that. So even though Evaldi 2nd, Malley 7th, DeGrom 11th in ERA, the only one even close, because obviously he has the biggest name, is DeGrom at 14th. And the pitching ratings for the rest of the way, Evaldi 43rd and Malley 86th. So it could be because of the winning. It could be because just people don't particularly believe, which I find harder to understand with Evaldi. Because, like, you've literally seen how he can lead a team to a World Series.
Yeah.
With Malley, I get it. Coming off the injuries just a little bit more, but even still.
And his history. Like, I guess his history actually was good when he was on a bad team.
Yeah.
He's on a bad team again this year, it looks like.
I remain concerned about the strikeout to walk ratio. We talked about that maybe on Monday or Tuesday. I wasn't overwhelmed by it the other day. Just keep an eye out on that if he struggles. I do think it's going to be that balance of strike to walk ratio that's going to take him down.
Somebody asked what the ERA change was for after Rockers, like how it affected the starting rotation.
Oh, yeah,
ERA.
That is a good question.
I'm trying to go track that down right now.
Not as bad as you might think. Like, it probably changed at like 0.3.
Yeah.
So, and you're behind, or 0.03, excuse me. You're behind 2.87 to 2.97. So you're behind by a tenth of a point. I don't think it would have changed. To be fair, I didn't check the math on that, but I don't think it would have changed it that bad after one start. But even then, like, you're right there.
They scored 64 runs, though. Would that change
then it? Then probably, yes. If Kumar Rocker would have given up 64 runs in 3 1/3, I think most of my questions to Boach today would have been,
what happened?
But once we get to the 20th run, right, or the 30th.
That's when he's like, look, he needed to live in that one.
Yeah.
You know, he needed to wear it.
Our bullpen was depleted. we wanted to make some history.
Yeah.
And, like, I would feel comfortable saying that I do not believe another starting pitcher would ever give up 64 runs in a start. Again, I would feel comfortable making that statement. But, look, my point is, and y'all's point is very well made, that it's probably because the overall lack of winning by the team. But you have three of those pitchers in the top 11.
Three!
And you have
one
in the rankings of the top 40. That makes no sense. ERA, 3 in the top 11. People's rankings, 1 in the top 40. That's madness.
It is. This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.